takes some ego to think that people, random people out in the world will want to hear about, you know, I went to the grocery store and I saved $27 at the Von's East, you know. You know who I'm referencing. Always, I love him.
But I've always viewed it as I stepped over your Big Fatty line. Now you'll never be on the opening of Big Fatty because I didn't.
We're very rarely ever on the opening of Big Fatty anyway. We've come to accept that he loves us differently from everyone else. And that's fine because while, yes, Nicole and I both are attention whores that like to go look at me, we do not require the validation that other shows require. We don't need Big Fatty to tell us that we're doing a good job. No, and that's not against Big Fatty. That's because we know we're doing a good job, and we know that if we ever say something that particularly tickles his fancy, then yeah, we'll end up on his opening. But it's not a requirement. We're not going to mention him just in the hopes we will.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I went to the grocery store, and I saved $27 at the Von's East, you know.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1961 of the BFO for Thursday the 30th of July 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, can you guess what I did at lunchtime today? Hello, programmers. Big Fatty, what does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope you're two. Big Fatty, it's Thursday. Okay. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm kerfuffled is what I'm. Big Fatty, what I am. And y'all, it is indeed Thursday. Y'all, can you believe it's almost the month of July is almost over? I can hear Stevie B in the green room warming up his cockerels. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I think that means he's getting ready to sing. Oh, okay. That just sounded vulgar. Is cockerel a word? Big Fatty, we don't know. But y'all, before I get into today's little show, y'all, you know, yesterday's little show, I kind of just threw it out there at the very end of the little show about Big Fatty going to Scotland the 10th through the 18th of August. Y'all, it's very I'll be closer to Miss Beaver than she'll be able to stand. Big Fatty, she'll probably evacuate and come to Charleston. Could be. I said that I wasn't quite sure what the inner tubes were going to be like or anything like that. And I said, I was going to do those interviews with all the different podcasters over at the Hara Hotel. And y'all, it's just too drunk to do it. And so I threw it out there that if somebody or if anybody wanted to do a spoof of the BFO, that y'all, I would welcome that, and, you know, so, y'all, I actually had a couple of people say, Big Fatty, I'd like to do a spoof, and Big Fatty, I think that sounds vulgar, is what a yes, and, anyway, so, y'all, I just thought I'd elaborate a little bit more. What I'm looking for, if you're interested, and you don't have to, but y'all, you know, everybody interprets the BFO in different ways, and different things stick with different people. Yes, Big Fatty. So if you just want to do a spoof of the BFO, y'all, it can be just a couple of minutes, or up to about 15 minutes if you. Wanted the full effect. Big Fatty, I can't imagine anybody wanting the full effect. But anyway, so y'all, and what you need to do is just create your version of the BFO, and if you need music for segments or anything like that, just ask me. I'll send it to you. Big Fatty. And then I'll include that in the little shows during that week that I'm gone. And if I get some, I'll include them. And if I don't, then I won't. No, Big Fatty, you can't include them if you don't get them. There you go. And y'all, and I need them. I need them by, and I leave on the 10th. So y'all, I've got to kind of put a couple of shows together before I head out of town. So I'd really like to have them. Y'all, that is, I'll tell you what that is in a minute, but y'all, I need to have them by the August the 7th or the 8th, somewhere in there, the 7th or the 8th. After that, it's a little bit too late for me to get them and be able to use them. But I'm a little belchy. I'm a little belchy today. Y'all, I was listening to that Baron Frosty, and y'all, he's talking about the ginger ale. And y'all, so I got home here to the villa, and y'all, I poured me filled my glass glass with crushed ice, and y'all, I opened me poured me a ginger ale, and y'all, it's quite refreshing, and you know, it does kind of settle the tummy a little bit. But anyway, that's what that's all about. Y'all, if you're going to the Pride 48, we have those swag bags, and Big Fatty is doing something different this year for swag. The part of my swag arrived today here at the Fat Villa. So I'm excited that has arrived. Yes, Big Fatty, it's always nice when your swag arrives. That's one more thing off my list that I can mark off my list. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, can we please just move on and do the coupon? Well, yes. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. Yeah, y'all. The receipt is twice as long as it should be because there was a sweepstakes on it. But y'all, at lunchtime, I went out to the Bonds East, and y'all, I just picked up a few things. They had a few things on sale that I wanted to get. Y'all, they had boneless pork chops. I picked up a package of those. Y'all, they had. What does that say? Oh, y'all, I got me some little brown and served sausage patties. I've got that. I'm gonna have me some sausage biscuits with the yellow mustard for my brofkas. Y'all, I got, what do I got here? I've got some garden salad. Y'all, they had the good coffee on sale, buy one, get one free. And then there was a coupon also that if you bought two, you got $1.50 off. So needless to say, Big Fatty cashed in on that. Y'all, the Bird's Eye's got some new flavors in their vegetables now. Y'all, there was one called the Barbecue Coon. So I picked up that, and y'all, they had another one called the Buffalo Cauliflower. And so, y'all, that just sounded interesting. I'm going to give them a try. Y'all got me an onion. I picked up some fresh Brussels sprouts. What else? What is that? Oh, y'all, I got me a submarine sandwich for my lunch today. And y'all, that's what's giving me, kind of making me burpy. Y'all, they had something new called the Special K chips. And I thought I'd just try them and see what they're like. Got some barbecue salt, not salt, sauce. And y'all, then I had a coupon for Sara Lee cheesecake. Y'all, is $1 off, but it was expiring tomorrow, the 31st. So y'all, I'm treating myself to a little cheesecake. Yes, Big Fatty, and a couple of bananas, y'all. So there you have it. And evidently, I looked old today because I got the old person discount. Y'all, I spent $41.04, but y'all, I saved $23.01. Big Fatty, you didn't spend very much, but that sounds pretty good for how much you saved. Well, thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, did you go over to the BFO at noon on hump day? Y'all, I didn't. I kind of put a little teaser out there, but I didn't say it officially. I mentioned it on the Twitty today, but y'all, I posted a picture. Yes, Big Freddy, I'm a little upset. You took that picture while I was TTing. Y'all, it was a Squeaky Kitty was sitting on the new glider on the porch of the villa there. Yes, Big Freddy, it's a lovely picture of Squeaky Kitty, but I had to TT, so I was not able to make the picture. No, you weren't. Y'all, that's what you know, that Peter G asked on yesterday's little show what a glider was, and y'all, that's it. And people just commented that, Squeaky Kitty looks very relaxed. And I believe Squeaky Kitty was very relaxed. So anyway, hump day night, later this evening, that Daniel Biba and I are going to sit down, and y'all, we're going to come up with the schedule of when all the different little shows are going to be performing. Out there in the Lost Wages. And so, y'all, check over there at pride48.com. Like I said, there's going to be lots of changes over there this week. And so I think you'll see quite a few over there. And but you'll be able to see the changes there. Y'all, by the way, Blind Guy Jay wanted me to announce that all the little shows that we've got a comment over here. Who wrote this? It was Bill. It was Bill out there. You're the number one fan, and he was commenting on the new glider. He says, "Very nice. I would just want to sit in that all the time." Big Betty. Thank you, Bill. What was I saying? We're doing the Blind Guy Jay. Blind Guy Jay, if your little shows, we're asking all the little shows to host an hour in the hospitality hour, hospitality area, and y'all, you can send your request over there to blindguyj@gmail.com or that ink blind and confused little show, but I think he prefers Blind Guy Jay. JAY@gmail.com. Big Fatty, you really don't remember, do you? I really don't remember. But anyway, go ahead and sign up. I already had a couple of little shows sign up for their hosting slots, and that's just lovely. It's just lovely. Y'all, I'm going to do a couple more of these scratch offs. Big Fatty, you better turn the light on. Y'all, you know, I've got, how many of these have I got left? I've only got five of them left. That's half of them. Y'all, I think we got time to do the rest of them today. Let's just go ahead and, I tell you what, we'll do two more today, and we'll do the last three tomorrow. That'll just be lovely. So here we go. I'm matching three like amounts or two like amounts and a triple X. So here we go. Okay. Yes, Big Freddy, that's $100. No winner there. Well, you got to scratch three. Oh, okay. $3. No winner there. $1,000. Not a winner. $300. Not a winner. $300. No winner there. $3. Not a winner. $60, no winner there. $60, Big Freddy, we only got one more. And the last one is $100, no winner there. Oh, poor Big Freddy. that one's not a winner either. Big Freddy. All right, we're going to do one more today. $300 and $1,000 and $1, Big Freddy. $1,000 a big fatty, that's $2,000. $60. $1 big fatty. $6. And $6. And $100. Big fatty, I just knew you were going to win when that $1 came up. So, yeah, there's no winner there. Big fatty, these are not very lucky. Well, maybe it'll be good and lucky on Tamari's little show. Y'all, you know, a while back, I was reading some things that my mother had sent to me. And these are just little factoids. I just thought I'd read a few more of these. Yes, Big Freddy, since you got nothing else to say. When a person dies, hearing is the last sense to go. The first sense lost is sight. Big Freddy? Yes, unfortunately, they may be killed by the BFO, but the hearing's the last to go. In ancient times, strangers shook hands to show that they were unarmed. Big fatty, does that mean they didn't have any arms? No, I mean like weapons. Oh, strawberries are the only fruits whose seeds grow on the outside. Our avocados have the highest calories of any fruit, at 167 calories per 100 grams. Big fatty. The moon. The moon moves about 2 inches away from the Earth each year. Big fatty. The Earth gets 100 tons heavier every day due to falling space. That's probably because of people eating those avocados, too. Could be. Here's a couple more. Glass. Glass takes 1 million years to decompose, which means it never wears out and can be recycled an infinite amount of times. Gold. Gold is the only metal that doesn't rust, even if it is buried in the ground for thousands of years. You know, well, I think I've read some of these.
Big Fatty, you did read some of these.
Okay, so anyway, we won't read any more of those. I've still got, what is all this stuff here?
Yeah. Big Fatty, we don't know.
Oh, y'all, these are questions. These are questions that were asked during the June Axe Big Fatty event, and y'all, so but I'm not gonna y'all, some of these are just kind of silly, so I don't know. I'm not gonna read those today. Yes, we got y'all this weekend is Charleston Pride, and y'all, they're gonna have a parade downtown on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. in the morning. I don't think Big Fatty's going to go to that.
Big Fatty, thank goodness.
Then they're having the Pride Festival Saturday afternoon. And y'all, the owners of the Horror Hotel are coming to Charleston to promote the Horror Hotel. And y'all, they're arriving on Friday. And y'all, they've invited Granny and I to go out to supper with them.
Big Fatty, have they lost their minds?
Well, I don't know if they have or not, but I'm going.
Gussie, Big Fatty, it's a good thing you went to the Von's East at lunchtime. You wouldn't have had a damn thing to have on today's little show if it wasn't for that. Well, that's probably true. Yes,
I don't know what I was going to say. Big Fat. Oh, y'all, if you want a spoof, if you want to do a BFO spoof, remember, do your version and send it to Big Fatty and get it to me by the 7th or 8th of August.
Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Christina from over there at Nowhere. And Christina, what was your favorite little part of today's show?
I went to the grocery store and I saved $27 at the Von's East.
Oh, Big Fatty, how did she know that you saved $27? Oh, it's $23. $20.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.